do we have here? Oh, I'm sorry, did I startle you? I do that on occasion. Sneak up behind people and catch them completely unawares. Not intentionally. I'm sure you understand. It's simply my nature to be quiet. But I have clearly startled you. You thought this house that you had wandered into was abandoned, didn't you? I can understand why. It's such a big, old mansion with so few signs of anybody living here. I imagine you thought it was perfectly safe to wander in here and get some refuge from the rain outside until the storm had passed. Well, surprise. You've wandered into my home. No. You don't need to apologize. It's been some time since I've had a dinner guest. I'm happy for the company. Although, I may end up being the only one. What do I mean? Well, when I said that it's been a long time since I've had a dinner guest, what I meant was it's been a long time since I've had a guest for dinner. Oh yes, I stepped into the moonlight. There you can see me a little better now, can't you? And oh, what's that? Are those two strange fangs in my mouth? Yes, they are. Are you realizing quite what you've managed to stumble into? A very, very dangerous situation. Oh, don't start running just yet.
No, not yet.
Oh, trust me, I'll let you run. That's one of the most fun parts for me. But I want to properly explain everything to you first.
So you're just going to stay there?
Until I'm done explaining exactly how this evening is going to go to you. First, I'm going to want to work up an appetite. So, I will let you go.
Not yet.
I will let you go, and I will give you a head start and let you try and find the best possible hiding place that you can think of. What do you think? Will it be some place in this house? One of the dark, abandoned rooms, hiding in a closet, or underneath some of the furniture? Or will you try your luck outside? crashing through the pouring rain into the woods in the darkness of the night, barely able to see where you're going and what you're stepping over in the pale moonlight. And oh yes, my dear, I do know these woods very well. And oh yes, I can see perfectly well at night in the dark. But I will have fun tracking you. I've already got your scent. I know exactly what you smell like. I'm going to be delighted to see how long you manage to keep yourself away from me. It should be fun. Then, once I've tracked you down, and I have you once again in my grasp, that time I'm not gonna let you go. But the chase works up my appetite. Then I need to work on making you as delicious as possible. The fear helps with that. It does add a wonderful aroma to all that blood rushing, pounding, thumping, beating so loudly through your heart, rushing through all your veins. Just crying out for me to sink my fangs into that soft, pale neck of yours. But there are other things that we can do as well. And this part, I know you'll enjoy. Because nothing gets your heart racing like taking you right to the very edge of the precipice of your orgasm. Oh yes, I'm going to play with you when I catch you. I'm going to stalk you. I'm going to track you down. And then I'm going to tear all of those wet, soaking clothes off you. I'm going to pin you down. And I will have my way with you. Oh, I hope you struggle. I love your helpless little whimpers as you squirm beneath me. But I am going to make you feel so good. Doesn't matter how much you cry for help, scream, beg, moan, you're not going to be able to stop me. And when I'm finished with you, just as I am pushing you over that edge and racking your body with mind-shattering orgasms, I'm going to sink my teeth into that neck of yours and drink deep. And gorge myself on you. And if you have been very, very good, and you have entertained me, and pleased me, and given me cause to believe that I might want to feel your mouth on my body, if you have convinced me of that, then perhaps I will leave you with enough blood to merely pass out and wake up again next day in my bed, ready to serve me again. But only if you've been very good and convinced me that I should. So, run along now. Go. Oh, I'm looking forward to this. How about I count to 100? Does that seem like enough time for you? Well, don't waste any more of it arguing with me. Off you go. I'll be seeing you again.
soon.